This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Leanne Devon. She's music education coordinator for the Santa Fe Public Schools. She's a pianist. She's an educator. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. Now, there is a kind of a problem going on in the country, in the state, and that is that when there are shortages in school budgets, the first thing to get cut is the arts and music. That's not happening in Santa Fe.
It is not happening in Santa Fe. Mary Charlotte, we've been growing our programs for about 8 years. 8 years ago, our cabinet and board of education with Santa Fe Public Schools became deeply interested in our music programs. And them and a group of music educators and community supporters came forward with a plan to grow and develop our music programs, reestablish, resurge with appropriate music education for children. And we've been growing since then.
And so what are some of the components of the music program? What do kids get offered in, you know, the first grade, the third grade, junior, what's it called now, middle school, high school?
Middle school, yeah. We offer elementary music to 100% of the children, kindergarten through fifth or sixth grade, depending on what time, what age level that school ends or terminates. We do offer elementary music for all children, which is a basic education, preparing them for focus in instrumental or vocal music later.
And so, like, what kind of things are you doing? Are you singing? Yeah. Like, we used to, when I was back in the day, we used to sing in the classroom and sing in the music room.
In elementary music, which is a portion of what we offer, children learn the basics of music. They do learn vocal technique. They learn how to sing. They learn music of many cultures. They sing folk songs from America as well as other countries. They learn basics of rhythm, meter, solfege, musical notation. By the time they graduate their elementary school, they're ready for deeper study.
Very interesting. Now, when you say they sing American songs and songs of other cultures, it's one of those areas, music, where there's just an infinite number of choices. Like, how do you narrow down?
Well, our music educators are collectors of folk songs. And we believe and operate under the principle that a folk song embeds the energy, the sustenance of a culture. So in many ways, they're the carriers of culture for children to experience American culture, British culture, German culture.
Yeah.
I think in terms of what songs we sing, there are standard ones. And then a teacher may have a predilection for a certain song that they've used for a number of years that works really well.
Now, are there some songs that you do in Spanish? Is that part of the, and like New Mexican songs, is that part of the tradition here?
Oh, absolutely. We want to echo the local culture, and we do. We do lots of songs in Spanish, lots of songs in English.
So when the kids get to a certain point, they start instruments. What's a good age for starting kids on musical instruments?
I think it's the age that they can hold the instrument and the age where they are able to have consistent, frequent instruction, focused instruction. We start our band programs in fifth or sixth grade beginning next year. And our orchestra programs, depending on the school, sometimes start in second grade. They make tiny violins and tiny violas. However, we do have choir, band, orchestra as our core programs in all of our middle schools, high schools. We also offer guitar and piano in certain schools.
What is involved in band? What's involved in orchestra? I mean, is band like marching band?
We certainly have marching band at both of our high schools, Capitol High and Santa Fe High. In band, the core instruments are, of course, your single reeds, clarinet, bass, clarinet, saxophone. We have flute. We have trumpet, trombone, French horn, baritone, tuba. In orchestra, the instruments are, of course, violin, viola, cello, double bass.
And you have quite a performance program in the public schools. I get emails from you pretty frequently saying that there are public school ensemble performances of one kind or another.
Right. Well, with some 3,800 students performing in our elective programs across the district and 50 faculty, we have performances going on all the time. We publish a winter calendar in December, late November, that gets us through December, and we also publish a spring calendar. But aside even from those calendars, we have performances happening all the time.
Now, let's talk about music and music education as part of an overall education. Like in art, it's funny because, I mean, nobody says, oh, this kid doesn't have a talent for reading, so he doesn't have to read. Everybody has to read. But with art, they'll say, oh, this kid doesn't have a talent for drawing, so she doesn't have to draw. But that's not, like, people can, you know, there's a whole school of thought that says people can learn to draw. What about music? I mean, obviously, sometimes there are very gifted musical kids, but what about the average kid?
We believe that every child can learn music and every adult. And it's not always the goal that we become master musicians. It's the goal that we learn to appreciate music, to enjoy music, to experience the satisfaction of making music alone and with others. With 100% of our children in music, we're teaching them all to sing. Every person on this earth has the capability of learning to sing.
Yeah.
Some will take it further.
And there's something, I don't know how to even explain it, but there's something so profoundly beautiful and moving about singing in a group.
I agree with you. It's very magical.
Yeah.
I recently found myself singing in a group. I believe it was over the holidays. You know, I ended up at the Palace of the Governors on the evening of Las Posadas and sang Christmas carols out in the courtyard. And I was reminded of the feeling where you're just taken so far beyond who we are here and now. And it captures the heart. It captures soul.
And especially when there are traditional songs that have been sung by so many people who died long before you ever lived.
Yeah.
There's something, I mean, it makes you understand the power of, like, prayer, the power of tradition, things that go on for so, so many generations, and you become part of something much bigger than yourself.
I agree. And I think when we become part of so much bigger than ourselves, we find ourselves.
Now, how did you become a musician and a music educator yourself?
I wanted to be a musician before I started training. When I was a young child, I dreamt of being a pianist. And my parents heard that and saw that and got a piano for me, and I started piano lessons in fourth grade. In middle school and high school, I played oboe and French horn.
Now, was your family musical?
Not really, no. They appreciated it. They supported it.
And so that just came from somewhere inside of you?
Inside of me. I came into this earth desiring music.
And so then you took up other instruments?
I did. I played organ, played harpsichord, oboe, French horn. But piano and, to a certain extent, voice have stayed with me.
And so then you went on to study music as a... Was it to be a professional musician or to be a professional teacher or both?
My first course of study was piano. I got my first degree in piano performance. That was a bachelor's degree. And later, I became really interested in how children learn. I became really interested in school districts and providing education for all children in a school district, and I got my master's degree in music ed from Eastman School of Music.
Did you then, after all your studies, did you then consider a performance career? Was that, or did you always want to teach?
I think early on I considered a performance career, but my interest went more towards children in the years following that performance degree and providing something that children could grasp and carry with them for their lives. And as those thoughts and perceptions and feelings began to develop, I sought out a second degree.
And then did you teach for a while? I mean, did you teach
young people? I taught on the Navajo Reservation for 2 years, music and choir.
Now, did you learn, when you were there, was there a Navajo musical component?
Oh, yes. I mean, I was able to get songs from the Navajo, songs that they were willing for me to teach that didn't have the sacred background, that I was able to teach more social songs in the classroom, and we performed those from time to time. And I also taught them American music, recorder, ORF instruments, movement and dance, every aspect.
What are ORF instruments?
ORF instruments are largely percussion instruments, which were developed by the famous composer Carl ORF, who himself oversaw and developed an approach to music education which has taken over the country and the Western world. Anyway, the instruments are modeled after xylophones, marimbas, vibraphones. They're called xylophones and metallophones, glockenspiels, but they're developed for the child, and wrong notes that aren't pleasing in the tonality in which the children are playing may be removed, so the prospect of making a mistake is greatly lessened, and the music sounds satisfying and beautiful to the children.
One thing that I find so interesting is that what sounds like a right note and a wrong note is at least partly culturally determined, because we went to Bali about, when was it, like 7 years ago, and I saw a group of first graders playing gamelan in a way that was so, it was just unbelievable. They were like little experts, because we were, you know, we adults were trying to learn some basics, and there they were playing in these incredibly syncopated rhythms in ensemble.
Yeah.
But in notes that sound wrong to us.
Yes. Well, I think it has to do with the way music moves itself through decades and centuries to become a certain style. And yes, there are tonalities coming from other countries that are played here in this country today that are quite different from our Western tonality.
Is that something, like, do you have a kind of comparative world music thing where you introduce kids to those differences?
We're starting a world music program at Mandela International Magnet School. In most of our programs in Santa Fe Public Schools, we're teaching Western music, although in our elementary schools, children explore world music, certainly.
What are the kids' favorite songs and favorite instruments? Do you have like a... Is there
your favorite songs and favorite instruments? A song isn't coming to mind, although it may as we continue to talk. I think the children in the elementary schools love drumming.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah.
Because it's so energetic.
Yeah. And it's so accessible.
Yeah. We're talking to Leanne Devon, music coordinator for the Santa Fe Public Schools. Now, you have all kinds of performances. Tell us about some of the things. Do you have anything coming up in the next weeks or months?
We have certainly a spring performance calendar, which will start somewhere around April, that can always be found on the Santa Fe Public Schools website, where dozens upon dozens of performances are outlined for the months of April and May. Our orchestras, choirs, and bands will perform in March at an event called Music Performance Assessment, where those groups work up their best performance and their best work and perform it for adjudicators. Our public is always welcome to attend those, and those concerts will also be noted on our website.
Now, when you say the word assessment, it makes me think of the whole set of controversies around testing and what some people consider the over-evaluation of public school students.
Yeah.
Where does music fall? I mean, is music even tested the way English and mathematics skills are?
It is beginning to be tested the way English and mathematics and science skills are. And actually, it's a step forward for music education.
Is it? That's music what I was
wondering. Music is an academic subject.
Yeah.
And in our society, in order for the study of music to be taken completely seriously, not that we don't value it, we do. But for us to stand as equals alongside other core academic subjects, it's important that the progress of our students is evaluated.
Now, how is that done? I mean, is it,
well, music
like music
is a performance,
theory, music history, that kind of thing?
It, generally, because music is an outward performance, the performances themselves are evaluated along things like melodic accuracy, dynamic interpretation, rhythmic accuracy, tone, things along those lines. And certainly students take theory tests so that we know they know the names of the notes, the rhythms, which are written tests.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, when people talk about the benefits of music, and I do want to ask you about that, I always get a little uncomfortable because music is a benefit in itself.
Yes.
I mean, it's a part of being human. It's sort of like saying, what's the benefit of dance? Yeah, it makes you stronger, whatever. But it's just an expression of joy, and it's an expression of art.
It is.
And so is music.
Yes.
But
yeah.
There are other measurable, quote-unquote, measurable benefits.
Absolutely. Music has come up through the centuries alongside other areas of study or endeavors that humans can take on. In Santa Fe Public Schools, and I would say across the country, our music educators and 80% of our administrators believe that music is a core subject that creates a well-rounded education for the child. Santa Fe Public Schools is 100% behind its music education. It has a human aspect. It has an aspect of a child finding their identity and their purpose in life, touching base with who they really are. Those are the deeply intrinsic value of music. In terms of a course of study, we have curriculum, we have outcomes and standards and benchmarks that we want our programs to reach. And in those ways, we ensure that our programs are programs of excellence so that our children can be, especially those who want to continue, who want music to be their path, so that they have programs of excellence and we can, as an organization, launch them off to college with integrity.
There's also a way, I mean, when you talk about well-rounded students, that having strong music education strengthens all the other parts of academic learning.
That is, I don't want to say a fringe benefit of music, but it is a deep, important benefit of music, that music develops intelligence. It is in itself a second language. So any child who speaks English fluently and who plays an instrument or sings an instrument fluently is bilingual. It develops intelligence. And, of course, those other benefits such as self-confidence and risk-taking.
Risk-taking. Say more about that.
Well, if you have yourself learned an instrument, you have to play in front of others. You have to hold a part in an ensemble. You perform in front of an audience. That puts you on the edge personally, and you start to develop your confidence to take on risk in other areas of your life.
Interesting. I wonder if people who, at a young age, perform music become more comfortable with public speaking and other kinds of presentation.
I would say so. If you face that nervousness and that fear and stand in front of an audience or sit in front of an audience and perform, you become more and more and more confident every time you do it.
So let's talk about the people who are teaching music in Santa Fe in the public school systems. We've got a lot of wonderful musicians around town. Do you draw on them, or what is the faculty like?
We're a large village. We have 50 music educators in the Santa Fe Public Schools, elementary, band, choir, orchestra, guitar, and piano. Many of our faculty are local, many are New Mexican. Others are from a national, broader base, and we bring in our local musicians. Those that we don't hire as a faculty member are in our schools mentoring small groups of students, providing workshops, providing master classes, performing for students, and helping our programs. So we may have 50 music faculty, but probably 75 of us are working together to support our students.
Now, do you have students who then go on to conservatory?
Oh, certainly, that go on to become music majors.
Yeah.
I have a favorite story that came up a few days ago. I was speaking with one of our instrumental teachers at the high school, and I asked him about a student that I had noticed in ensembles for many years, beginning back in seventh grade at middle school, and found out that this student, who I knew to be of a challenged background, a poor family who didn't have many opportunities, just performed at Allstate on his instrument in an Allstate instrumental ensemble and is going on next year to study music at UNM.
Excellent.
So that's one tiny success story, but there are so many.
Yeah.
And many of our students are coming out of our high schools and going on to college as music majors.
Now, do you still play piano?
I do. I play at home. I've not performed publicly for a little while. It's something I want to begin to do again. I miss playing the piano. I find that I don't have as much time as I'd like.
We're talking to Leanne Devon of Santa Fe Public School System Music Education. It's just about time to go, but how do people find out more and maybe get on the mailing list to receive notices about performances and things like that?
Oh, sure. Visit Santa Fe Public Schools website, sfps.info, and follow the links through until you find the music education page. You'll see me there. There's a link to email me. My phone number is there. And we are standing by for volunteers, for supporters, for donors, for those who are musicians and want to come into our schools and help, and simply those who want to attend concerts. Be in touch with me, and I'll give you the support you need to get involved.
Leanne Devon, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
It's great to meet you and great to share with our community about our music education program. Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.